This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kinin Perek Beis Mishneh Gimel. Now that Olam already has the wheels turning and cheshbonis of a parach mizeh lozeh and then back, now the Mishneh is going to take it up another level. We're going to start cheshbonis more intricate cases. There are seven women in this case who are coming with oifos that are hugdash already as a kantstuma. Lazu achas is woman one. We won't call them by names because they'll get confused. We'll just call them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. The first one has one. Lazu shtayim, lazu sholosh, lazu arba, lazu chamish, lazu sheish, lazu sheva. All together, you have 2 and 4 and 6 and 8 and 10 and 12 and 14 is a grand total of 56. They all look the same. They can go back and forth and we could have total chaos. So you have 56 oifers divided up into cages of each one. And they're all standing here. Parach min harishayna l'shniya. From the first cage, they only had two birds. One kanstuma flew into number two that had four. Now it has five. But then one, once the oifers were agitated, so one flew. Of course, you don't know if it's the one that flew from one to two, flew into three, or it's one from two into three. So now there could be a teruvus of one of ones in two and one of twos in three. L'shlishis l'rvias, from the third to the fourth, from the chamishis. Rvias l'chamishis. Chamishis l'shishis, and shishis l'shvias. So there was a hop and a skip from one to two to three to four to five to six to seven. You have no idea if any of them are the same or if any of them are totally separate. The first cage, of course, has one. The last cage that had seven kanim stumas at 14, now has a total of 15. So what happens now? Chozar, then we get one going from the seventh. One of the 15 jumped back into cage number six, and then to the fifth, then to the fourth, then to the third, then to the second, then to the first. So now we're back. Everybody has the original numbers of oifos in the cages that they started with, but we have no idea what happened. Poisel echod ba'ali chosoi. From group one, from the first kanstuma of number one all the way to seven, every time there's a parach, it passes up one in the cage hayotza mimenu and one in the one where it landed. The same rule that we just had. The echod bechazirosoi, when coming back from cage number seven with 15, now turns back into the original 14. Back. Every single time it flies, it passes one from the cage hayotza mimenu echod and the cage hanichlis mimenu echod. The same rule. So the Mishnah now is going to cheshbon. How many can you use from each cage? The first cage, remember, there was posel echad balichosoi, so you only had one, and now bachazurosoi, one lands by it. Harishayne vashniya en lam klum, because the first, of course, both of them are disqualified because the one tzeisoi and the one bevoyoi. The second cage had one that landed in it, but then one left it, so that knocked off two, because poisel echad b'yitziyose, poisel echad b'chazurosoi. Now, when it went back from number, cage number seven, one flew, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, landing in two passed up the third, and then flying out and going into one passed up the fourth. So, if we follow the conclusion, Arishayne v'ashniya ein lam klum, Hashlishis yesh lo achas, because again, four got disqualified, and the Shlishis had original six. The achas over here, by the way, since it's poisel one and two, and then bechazurosoi one and two, passes up four out of the six. What it means over here, achas means kan achas. Hashlishis that started with three kanim stumim, or a cage with six, now has one pair. Now, there's a ha'or over here, which l'chayra makes this very hard to understand. L'chayra, the problem, the reason why there's a rule the way we explain poisel echad balichosoi, poisel echad bechazurosoi, is always because if you're going to be makir of one, it'll fix, it'll be kevea somebody else's cage, and then you're going to mess up more. Over here, l'chayra, when three going back from all the way from seven, and it lands in three and then it goes to two, we just said it's not going to be makriv two at all. If it's not going to be makriv, if we're not going to be makriv anything at two, so then l'chayra, we don't have a problem with the second perech going back from the 7 to the 1. L'chor doesn't accomplish anything because you're not being back of anything from the 1 and the 2. So you look at the Rav. The Rav asks his kashya. The Rav says, this is a din de rabbanon pashut, because if such a thing happens, you want to keep it uniform. The shlishis should be able to offer shtayim, should be able to use shtayim. No. Revi'is, yesh lo shtayim, that much we understand, because the revi'is has two kanim. It originally started out with 4, and the problem is it lost one kan on when it went from number 1 to number 7. So echad, when it landed in cage number 4, and one when it left cage number 4, got kapasel, and one when coming from 7 landed in 4, and one beitziyosei. So he's left with 2. Hachamishis yesh lo sholosh, the same idea. Shishis yesh lo arba, hashvishis yesh lo shesh. Push the math. Parach v'chaza. Now we're going to do round 3. We went from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, 5, 6, 7, then back from 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So parach v'chaza means we're going to start now from 1, but we're not talking from 1. This is a point that the Rav makes, and this is very, very important over here. 1 and 2, we already explained. Harishon v'ashni ein lam klum. So what is it? What they are is oifos. They have no pidyon. And there's nothing to do with them. They're mesos. There's no yirat shistov. There's no pidyon. Simel, they have to be put. And they're done with. It was chal on them already. Absolved. They have no akrova whatsoever. That being said, if any of, from 1 or 2, cage 1 or 2 would fly vaita to 3, kulam yamusu. You can't now cheshbin. Is it oila? Is it a chatos? It's yomusu. It's out of the realm of sveikis. It's a vadai loya krivu. So mel of anything would fly from 1-2 vaiter. That's it. The game is over. So parach v'chaza over here, we're talking about from group 3. From the 3rd one. And now it starts again. Again. Poisel echa balichosa v'echa b'chaziros. You have to downgrade. Every flying takes off 1. And every landing takes off 1, and every flying again takes off 1, and so on. Hashlishis varavis ein lam klum, because the shlishis haloi, it left, and then bechazerosoi, it landed, so remember you're down. The shlishis, anyways, you knocked off one group. Sorry, you knocked off two groups, because b'shlishis, there was a coming and a going, and on the way back, a coming and a going. So Shlishis was left with 1, so now he's out. Revius also, he was left with 2, but now there's a coming and a going. There's a bio and a yitzir, and a bio and a yitzir. So mele en lam klum. Chamishis yesh lo achas, shishis yesh lo shtayim, shvis yesh lo chomesh, parach v'chozer, you're going to go right to. Poisel lechem alichosev, lechem chazir also. So the numbers just keep on going, but the idea is the same at every stage. If you're going to have a round three of a return flight, of a two-way flight, we have Sveikas, who's flying and who's landing, so then eventually everybody's going to get knocked off. Chamishis v'shishis en lam klum, ashriyis yesh lo arba, that's what you start with. The Yeshoimrim. That's important before the Yeshoimrim to backtrack a second. We pointed out earlier that whenever we're talking about Lamashal by the first round trip, where it flew from 1 to 2 to 3 and so on, and then back, L'chayre, there's no reason with the Yitzir from 3 to passel anything up, because you're not creating any more of a problem, because 1 and 2 are not Hukrav anyways. Remember that landing and leaving, the reason why you have to disqualify another one, is because it's going to create a problem where it went. How can you be makir from this one? It's going to be keveya, the chatos, or the oila in the other kan. And where we have 1 and 2, which is now chatos ameses, like we said, it's not relevant because you're not passing up anything for 1 or 2. So l'chayre, in the last case, the shvius. Once we said chamishis v'shishis en lam klum, is why ashvius yesh lo arba. There's no problem of it landing someplace, it shouldn't passel more. So on that, we say that the reason why we passel b'shvius is only d'rabbanon. We explained this before b'shlishis. Pasha, in order to keep the numbers uniform, since it's jumping from place to place, we want to keep the numbers uniform, so we passel from shvius, even though b'etzim ikra did not. On that, Yeshem says ashvius lo yefsid klum, but here I got them, we won't be geyser. Why the chiluk is pashut? In the first time we said this, Lagabe cage 3, so pshat is we were still playing the game of pasling with teruvis, with minusing more, when it went to 4, 5, cage 4, 5, cage 6, cage 7. So melvi, you had to be mafsid from cage 3, even though be'etzim leaving cage 3 and going to cage 2 is nothing, because 2 anyways can't be hokrav. Over here by the 7th, there's nobody else left. It's the only player still standing is the oifos in cage 7. So why the halicha from 7 to 6 puzzles up? You have nobody to be goyzer otu. So mela over here, the shviyas is left standing with arba. And here the Mishnah finishes off with the point that we made before. V'imparach miben ha-mesis l'kulam. We said it before, l'gabe 1 and 2 that are now mesis, because you can't be makam anybody from them. So mela, if anything flies from them, they're posel bevadai, not b'teresofik. And then the halach is yomusu. And over here also, over here we're going on 4, 3, 4, 5, 6, up until 7. Hare kulam yamusu. If anybody flies to 7 now, they're all yamusu. Therefore, they passel up going to 7. You can't then be makir v'chatos and shtalavek and oila and oila chatos. Maybe you're talking about one of the ifis amesis. Ifis amesis are nifsal. They're done. So, mela, kulam yamusu. Okay, we now got to the end of the marathon cheshbonis, when we have kanim that are all stumois, where there was no designation yet of a chatas and oilo. Mishnah Dalid takes a little bit of a turn. Kan stuma v'kan mefureshes. We're dealing now with a kan that was already avegeshtalt, so it was already nisiyachid in the kan, which is the oilo and which is the chatas. It got mixed up, not mixed up, but there's standing next to it another cage of a kan stuma where they're not designated, which is what we were talking about before. So you have a cage with a kan stuma and a kan mefureshes standing side by side. Parach min astuma lemefureshes. One oif flew from the stuma to the mefureshes. So there's now three in that cage and there's one in the other cage. And obviously you can't tell which one is one. Yikach zug lesheni. The one who has the stuma now has a single oif that he wants to use. So he has to take a zug. Because it wasn't nisyachid yet, so it doesn't matter. It wasn't either a chatz or another. So now you could just be mizavigit, and you'll take it. Chozar, however, one of the three oifos that's in the cage of the fellow who was the kan mefureshes flew back. So now you don't know which is the designated one. You can't now play to turn it into a chatz or an oila. Maybe the other one was the chatz or the oila. Can't be mak of any of them. You can't be mak of any oif that you don't know what it is and it's not flexible. Oi, the other case would be where the original two cages standing next to each other, parach min afereshes rishoin, from the first mifereshes flew into the stuma. Now again, hare kulam yamusu, because you can't be flexible to make a chatos negan an elo, an elo negan chatos. You don't know which one it is, and you might be bringing the wrong one, and every time there's no flexibility, there's going to be a din of yamusu, the way we've explained.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.